Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson here from County Bank Mortgage. Keith Clark here with the Buyer's Broker. Good morning, Keith. How you doing?
Hey, good morning.
Glad you're here. Chris is out. He has a some wedding and some out-of-town guests, so he is taking the week off. But we are here and talking real estate today here on House Plans. We would love to hear from you. Phone lines will be open for the next hour if you have a question about buying, selling, anything to do with real estate, or want to talk about interest rates or any of that kind of stuff. Some big news this week. So yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that as well. So 866-442-7553. That's 866-442-7553. The text line is also open at 71307. So shoot us a text if you prefer not to call in and have a question at 71307. Would love to talk about your topics today. We've got a few things to talk about. But, Keith, you have you watched any of the March Madness?
A little bit. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I haven't.
I wouldn't call myself a Dookie, but I like Duke.
Well, you know, you got the Zion conversation. I mean, that's like the hottest name right now in college basketball. And from Spartanburg, but well-deserved.
He is a freak. Day School.
Yes, yes.
He will be one and done, right?
Yes, he's just definitely one and done.
Maybe not. Maybe
he's going to be. He's going to be one and rich. Is what he's going to be. Yes, he is going to be the number one.
So he'll probably sign the biggest long-term contract of anybody that's ever signed. Right?
Maybe. And I don't know how the NBA works all that, but I know this: money will not be a problem. Come about, I don't know when the NBA draft is, maybe June or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
He plays more above the rim than anybody.
He is incredible. 285 pounds, 6'7".
I remember when he was in high school, the last few times or the last few games, people were talking about the last chance to see him locally.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because at that time, they didn't know he was going to go to Duke, but. Everybody knew. I mean, he's been dominating high school basketball for a couple of years.
And AAU too. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see. You know, I'll tell you a great story. So, Drew was playing middle school basketball last year, and Mitchell Rode played over at Spartanburg Day.
Oh, really?
Like 5 o'clock or whatever time they play, and so we played our game, and game was over, and then the varsity Spartanburg Day kids were coming out to
work out.
Practice.
Yeah.
And, you know, all our kids were, oh, where's Zion? You know, this, that, and the other, you know. And here he comes out, you know, and they were all just going crazy, you know. So, anyway, I've got a picture on my phone, actually, when he came down to Columbia to on a recruiting visit. And I don't think Carolina was really ever in the game, but out of respect for being the state school and all that kind of stuff, he came down to Columbia to visit. And they came to a football game. And I've still got a picture of him and Drew at the football game. I'm trying to find it here on my phone. But anyway, Drew had it as a screensaver on his phone for the longest time. And I'm sure if he gets picked number one in the draft, he'll probably put it back up there or whatever. So anyway,
I don't think there's any question he'll go number one.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, not only, I mean, you think about him being a quality player, but, you know, the other thing you think about is ticket sales and things like that. I mean, whoever he goes to, it will be a huge, huge ticket draw.
It's a coup.
Yes. No doubt about it. So, anyway.
If you know Zion or you've had an experience with him, call in and chat with
him. Yeah.
Let's make it a sports show today.
Absolutely. You know, well, I haven't. You know, I haven't really watched that much NCAA March Madness. Now, Drew.
Oh, wait. We're talking about basketball. We can't leave Wofford out. Everybody just says
how about
Wofford.
The Terriers?
Yeah, they beat Seton Hall. And what's the young man who's set to
Fletcher
three?
McGee.
Yeah. Set the
sharpshooter.
Yeah.
He's unbelievable. You give him that much room, and he just, boom, he will light you up from three. No doubt about it.
Of course, you know, they got Kentucky. Tonight?
Yeah, I gotta listen. I'm a Citadel grad, And us said the grads, Wofford's not very high on our list of schools that we like. But I find myself pulling for Wofford.
Yeah, sure, absolutely.
Yeah, local school, small school. You know, and I say that tongue in cheek. There's a bunch of a bunch of great people that I know that have gone to Wofford.
They finished winning like 15 in a row, didn't they?
I know, yeah. And the only reason we don't like them is we can't beat them in anything. Football, basketball, whatever, you know? So, anyway, but yeah, we're going to talk a little bit about real estate as well, but we appreciate our listeners and texters. We've got a text question here that we'll tackle when we come back from the other side of the break. Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker, J.D. Nelson with County Bank Mortgage here. If you've got a question or comment, we would love to hear from you today. 866-442-7553. That is the toll-free number to call in. The phone lines will be open the entire show. And then 71307 is the text line. And you're listening to House Plans. We're going to be back right after this, talking a little real estate this morning here on House Plans. You're listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. Taking your texts and calls, 866-442-7553. And, of course, the text line is open as well at 71307. And Keith got a text here from a listener. Would it be smart to do a first-time homebuyer's, I think he's talking about a first-time homebuyer loan on taxes and then use that money to refinance to get rid of PMI? And I'm not 100% sure exactly the question, but I think what he's referring to is two parts. Number one, first-time homebuyer's loan. Many times people associate that with putting less than 20% down. You're going to have some type of PMI on there. And then maybe getting a tax refund or something along those lines. And then how do you get rid of the PMI after you are in one of those loans? Yeah. So, you know, and what we're really talking about there is, you know, what we call at County Bank, the customized mortgage solution. It's all about goals and objectives up front. And I know you have a conversation with your clients, not only about the real estate side, but also the
absolutely. And the more time that you spend sitting down with your client, and really the same way for the client, the more time they spend sitting down with their mortgage counselor or their real estate broker, discussing their goals and objectives, looking at all sides of the Rubik's Cube, the less time they'll spend in the field and the more successful they'll be.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, and any time that you put less than 20% down, you're going to have some type of PMI. And the private mortgage insurance, which typically is a premium that's added to your monthly
payment.
And
there are many types of PMI.
There are,
right?
Exactly where I was going. There's chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, and some may be, you know, better for you depending on what your goals and objectives are. You know, but one of the things that we're finding right now, of course, you know, a lot of first-time homebuyer loans are maybe of the FHA variety, where you're putting only 3.5% down, or there's conventional loans with only 3% down. And unless you're doing a VA loan or something like that, you're going to have some type of monthly, you know, PMI that's going to be added to the payment.
And we should say that's private mortgage insurance.
That's right.
In the case of FHA, MIP.
MIP.
Mortgage insurance.
Yeah, in essence, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people like to get rid of that because it can be as little as $50 a month or something, but it can be as much as $250
a month. And it feels like wasted money. It feels like you're wasting your money.
Yes, it does. And I'll give you an example. I had a conversation with a guy this week. We're actually working on a refinance right now. And this particular client, when he bought his house, he put 5% down. His credit score was a little less than perfect, we'll say. And the monthly PMI that he was paying was like, I want to say it was like $320.
Ouch.
Big loan.
Yeah.
It was a big loan. You know, he's buying a house in the $400,000 range, okay? And, you know, we just did a simple, you know, customized mortgage solution. He's had an increase in value over the last few years. Obviously, his balance has been coming down for the last few years. And we worked it out where actually he's still going to have PMI on his loan. He's at about 90% loan to value. But the PMI is, we're going from 4.25% interest rate to 4.125%, so we're only saving him an eighth of a point. But his PMI is going from like $315 a month down to like $80.
Yeah.
So we're saving him like $200 a month.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, it makes sense to do that. You know, and not only that, you kind of reset the clock on the PMI. So, you know, lot higher probability.
Particularly in the early life of the loan, right?
Right, that's right. And, of course, you know, the CFPB, as the Consumer, you know, Financial Protection Bureau has instituted rules that it is a lot easier to get rid of PMI now than it used to be.
Oh, really?
If you pay down, if you pay it down, you know, below 80%, a lot of investors used to not.
They don't want to let you out of that.
No, PMI. They wouldn't want to let you out. Now, and there's things that you have to do, you know, to do it, but it's a lot easier to get it removed. But of course, when you refinance, you can take advantage of that. And you know, I know we've talked about this on the show a lot. If you are in an FHA loan, you know, you have to consider, you know, refinancing now.
Yeah, because the PMI is forever.
It's forever. So even if your interest rate is 4%, you're paying an equivalency rate of almost 6% with the PMI levels where they are, and that will never go away. So why not refinance, get into a conventional loan? Even if you have PMI on the new loan, you're probably going to get a rate now with the decrease in rates that we've seen over the last couple of weeks, a rate that's the same or maybe better than what you've got. And not only that, your PMI is going to drop, but you're going to get rid of the permanent
piece of that. And, J.D., I think you said you were unusually busy this week because people recognize that drop in rates this week, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it was, there was a lot of news. You know, the Fed came out and said they probably were not going to touch interest rates over the next year. And what they're referring to, obviously, is like the prime rate. So, you're not going to see an increase or decrease in that. Well, that set off a bunch of bells and whistles, and everybody's like, oh, maybe the economy. Yeah. And we've seen a drop in interest rates this week, especially. Keith quoted a 30-year fixed this week at 4%.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that was a large loan.
Right.
And a very good loan to value, but we're there, and that's a 30-year fixed with no points. Okay?
And that's probably, I didn't see the articles this week because it happened late in the week, but I assume that's the lowest interest rate in a number of years.
It's the lowest rate that we've seen in quite some time, no doubt about it. And you know, I think the word, you know, gets out about those kind of things. But there are a ton of refinance opportunities out there. In fact, Chris put together a sort of a hot list, so to speak, of former clients of ours that would benefit from refinancing, saving anywhere between 0.75 point and, you know, and that kind of thing. And not only that, you know, the PMI piece. You know, because so many people bought houses in the last three or 4 years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you know, how many times have we come in here and talked about how values have gone up, especially here in the Greenville market?
Absolutely. Yep.
And so, you know, you're talking about a 5 to 10% increase in the home's value. You're talking about the balance being 5 to 10% lower than where it is. And, you know, it just makes a lot of sense to take a look at that situation. And what I would encourage our listeners to do is, you know, call us during the week at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. Or shoot me an email at askjd@countybankmortgage.com. We don't have to do an entire root canal and all that right. kind of stuff to figure out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can run the numbers pretty quick.
You know, we can. All you need to send us, in a perfect world, if you send us a copy of your mortgage statement,
right.
just scan it to AskJD. And let us take a look at it. We'll do a little research on your home value as well. Should be able to get you a pretty close number, you know, as far as the home value goes. And here's what a refinance would look like based on a credit score of X. And, you know, hey, we'll see if it makes sense or not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Make it easy for them.
Absolutely. So, well, listen, if you got a question or comment, the phone lines are open at 866-442-7553. And the text line is open at 71307. And yeah, Keith, I'll tell you, it was shocking how much the interest rates continued to drop this week, and you know, a lot of people too that are in the process or out there looking for homes, they're going to benefit from the drop in interest rates. The affordability goes up all of a sudden. That house that maybe was just, you felt like it was just outside your reach,
right.
now, you know, payments, you know, $30, $40, $50 less than what it would have been makes a big difference. So I think, you know, acting now and getting out there, you know, is,
you know, JD, I've got two clients, at the median price that, benefited from waiting from late last year to spring and summer of this year.
Sure.
And we would have really anticipated just the opposite.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
In fact,
we were talking about it.
Yeah, before the show, JD and I were talking about kind of the dynamics of the spring and summer market, what we anticipate happening, and both with inventory and demographics.
Yep.
So you've got the baby boomers right-sizing from a trophy home, and you've got the millennials purchasing a little bit later in life mm-hmm. than maybe the previous two generations.
Right.
And they're going to face, unfortunately, a decrease in inventory in the spring. Now, that there are a lot of people chasing that $200,000 plus or minus
house.
Yeah,
you're right. Yeah, you're exactly
so
right.
So the and national numbers are that NAR expects a decrease in inventory of 5 to 7% in that 200 plus or minus range, which is the median price in much of America.
I think right.
2 to 250 for most of the United States would be median price. So they're going to face that. And then the baby boomers who are continue to go through that cycle of evaluating what size home we want to live in as we grow a little bit older or
sure.
right-sizing, what I call right-sizing, they're going to see an increase in inventory
right.
in that price point because there are not enough of your generation and the generation before that are going to move up. They view those trophy homes a little bit differently.
Yeah, and I had a conversation just yesterday, Keith, with a good friend of mine, and they've got, you know, but three kids, now all married. Grandkids are kind of coming out. He actually just retired from a big bank here in Greenville, and they're living in about 4,000 square feet, gated community. They got a pool in the back. And he was just talking to me yesterday about, you know, we're thinking about downsizing.
Right.
You know, we've got this big house. All the kids are gone, married. You know, we're doing more traveling now to go see the grandkids.
And they only use three or four rooms, right?
They live in 1,800 square feet.
Kitchen, family room, and master.
Yes. You know, those three rooms. He says, you know, I don't know why we need this thing. You know, and not only that, you got the pool maintenance and you got everything else going on. He goes, you know, and that was the first time I'd heard him, you know, mention that. And it would not surprise me to see them actively get out there and start looking around a little bit for a townhome or whatever it might be.
And those are the last. This particular gentleman is the last of the baby boomers. The baby boomer generation is 46 to 64. That would be 55 to 73 years in age.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So that's the tail end. I'm in the middle of that that group.
Middle.
And I'll say that proudly.
Yeah, you are. You are squarely in the middle
right
of that baby boomer.
Middle, yeah.
Yes. I am Gen X all the way through for sure. So, listen, if you got a question or comment, 866-442-7553. Text line is open at 71307. The spring market is here, Keith. I mean, this I was amazed at, you know, going down 20% in January,
right.
A nice bounce back in February, and I expect the March numbers to be really good.
Consistent
and April
with last year.
I agree 100%. Yeah. I think, you know, you were right. I think we're going to see a small increase this year, the way things are going. And, you know, it was a little alarming in January, but it was just a blip on the radar. I felt like nobody was working in December, and I think it was just kind of a hangover effect from, you know, from that. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's full bore. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I think a lot of people are out there. A lot of the pre-qualified buyers that I have, you know, are just the biggest problem is just finding the right house, you know.
I was downtown yesterday morning. And I rode down Main Street. I wasn't there to be on Main Street, but I decided to always drive down Main Street to see what's new. If
yep.
something's happened that there's a crane on every corner. You know?
Every corner. It's amazing.
And across from the Peace Center, that American Centennial, David Glenn, I think they developed that where the old
yep.
Greenville News.
Sure.
That project's starting to
come out of the
be
ground.
Part of the skyline. So the tallest part of that project, and there's going to be a hotel, convention center, commercial space, apartments, some condos. It's quite a large project.
There's a lot of room.
It's starting to take shape.
Well.
And then down on the south end, of course, the hotel across from the stadium. That's about to come online. They're wrapping that up. So, and a couple of spots, I saw some, you know, knocking down some buildings. So
really?
The skyline downtown is changing rapidly.
Yeah, it is amazing to me, and what a great job the city planners and everybody has done with the downtown area. And the one thing, you know, used to have just a main street, you know, where everything was located. Now it's starting to become, have more width.
That's right. That's
as
right.
Where as well as
now,
length.
Now, if they get the Gateway project finished up this year, where some of that traffic will be relieved on 85-3. You know, it's paralyzed from 54, exit 54 to 51.
I'm well aware of it, Keith. Well aware of it.
You just have to avoid it.
This morning was the first morning I came here to the show up 85 to try it, and I was scared to death I was going to miss a turn or something. So, anyway, listen, we're going to head into our bottom of the hour break. You're listening to House Plans. We'll be back after this talking a little real estate. Welcome back. You're listening to House Plans, bottom of the hour. We got about a half hour left in the show. If you got a question or comment, 866-442-7553. And, of course, the text line is open at 71307. Text says, Gateway will never be finished. It's a lifetime employment for those workers. Just like I-85 in Spartanburg that keeps sinking like it was built on hallowed ground.
And JD and I were talking about it off the air, weren't we? About
we
the
were.
Clover leaf. You know, if you don't know where you're going, and sometimes if you do know where you're going, you end up in the wrong direction, getting
yes.
off on the wrong exit.
Well, it's been going, you know, and of course they got that area in Spartanburg. They've been working on 85 as well. It will be nice when it is done. I don't know, you know, it always takes longer than anticipated.
Yeah.
You know, you just have
actually,
to.
Actually, if they finish this year, they will be finishing early. So
I'll take the over on that. Can you get odds on that in Vegas? I'll take the over. Oh my. But you know, my whole thing is I just avoid it at all costs.
You have to.
I avoid it at all costs.
You can't know when you're going to arrive at your destination.
The only problem was is we played baseball over at St. Joseph, you know, and there's no way to get to St. Yeah. Joseph without just dealing with it.
You'd have to go all the way around it through Malden.
Yeah, yeah, and that's even worse. But anyway, so we dealt with it. It wasn't terrible. I mean, it was you know, it's not fun, but it's not terrible.
The ramp on 385 north into the city off of 85.
Yes.
Backs up about a mile and a half or 2 miles.
Yes. Yes, it does.
And it moves at about a 20-mile-per-hour rate.
Well, you know, Columbia, one thing I will say, you know, Columbia's hosting the NCAA tournament.
Yeah,
you know, when Greenville had it.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. I bet those people down there are enjoying.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a great venue, and you know, that area, Columbia, is growing just like we are here and in Charleston too. So I mean, it's the great state of South Carolina. So it's kind of the deal. So anyway, well, listen, we've got our first caller here on the line. We've got Bill on his cell phone. Wants to talk about interest rates. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great. Thanks for calling.
I'd just like your take on what do you think is going to happen with interest rates over the next year.
Well, no matter what I say, I would probably take the opposite. If I say they're going down, I would count on them going up. If I say they're going up, I would probably count on them going down. I will say this. They, for the last, how long, Keith, have we been saying rates are going to be going?
Four or five years, right?
Yes. We've been preaching that, hey, it's time for rates to start going up.
And they did for a while.
I think the 30-year fix kind of got up to around 5%.
Yep.
And really, on your standard $200,000 deal, it's probably around 4 1/8 right now with no points. And so there's been a real decrease here over the last few months. I still say in the long run that rates will go up. I just think it's going to happen. But I will tell you, every time it starts getting up to that 5% level, you know, something happens and it kind of gets pushed back down. So,
and Bill, let me tell you what I tell my clients. And are you talking about a refi or a purchase that you're thinking about?
Purchase.
Yeah. Let me tell you what I discuss with my clients. Over the years, what I've learned is that if you bet on interest rates going down and they go up, the pain and suffering in regular thought that you should have locked in is more painful than if they go down just a tick, because many times they pop up and they trickle down. Would you say that's true, JD?
That's exactly right. They always go up faster than they come down, and like Keith says, the pain and suffering of them going up hurts a lot worse than it feels good to go down. It's almost impossible to hit the bottom of the market.
Yeah. You can only see the bottom when you're behind it. So you've already gone past it. That's the only way you will know exactly when the bottom was.
Yeah.
And so if you wait to lock in, and usually my circumstance is with a client that has a house under contract or is just making an offer on a house, they do we lock in or do we let... look at them over the next 30 days.
Yeah.
And over the years, clients who have risked them going down because they trickle down.
I've gotten hurt.
Yeah, and they generally, it irritates them. So every time you make that mortgage payment, you'll wish that you had locked in. And
the other thing I will add, too, is if you have a good mortgage professional, and I tell all my clients this, is listen, I can't promise you the bottom, but what I can promise you is I can tell you when that little dip happens. My encouragement is when I call you and tell you, hey, the dip just happened, we need to lock it in, let's go ahead and do it. Of course, a lot of lenders have float downs anyway. You're protecting against any rate increases. You may be able to catch a little bit of a decrease if we lock it in and then we get a big decrease. Many times, lenders will work with you on
if
that.
It's substantial.
So, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Appreciate it, Bill. Hey, thanks for the call.
And good luck.
Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Thanks. All right, we got another caller here on the line. We've got Mr. Robert, I think Robert Ortega. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Yes, good morning. Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm actually in Florida.
Ah, okay. Down in Fort Lauderdale, I see.
Kind of, in a particular situation. And I obviously listening to you guys.
Well,
and
good.
You are saying Greenville is a lot of construction and whatnot. Here now, I know the reason why we're getting the Floridians.
Yes.
I was looking at the area, and you get a nice townhouse, 1,100 square feet, for about $289,000.
Wow.
So you're talking about $275 a square foot.
Just about that, yes.
Yeah, amazing. Well, it is, you know, the cost of living. Yeah, one of the things we can say about the upstate of South Carolina is you can complain about taxes, you can complain about whatever you want to. The cost of living here is fantastic compared to many other areas around the country.
Most definitely, This area is just booming. I mean, in a section of the area, that there are 11 new buildings, cranes, putting together probably 5,000 homes or apartments.
No kidding.
Yeah, wow.
And where are you exactly, Robert?
Right now I'm in Western Florida. Okay. Western Florida.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nice area down there, but it is expensive, that's for sure. I was down in Naples a few years ago, and I was amazed at the prices that you found, you know, down in that area of Florida for sure. So,
yes.
Anyway. Well, Robert, don't tell anybody about Greenville while you're down there. Just keep it to yourself, okay?
Well, guess what? The person that is going to be working with you is the one I'm meeting here today because I'm helping them to sell their home here.
He's ready to pull the trigger, I can promise you. So, we'll welcome a few of them up, that's for sure. So, anyway.
Well, screen them for us, Robert.
I certainly will.
That's right. Hey, Robert. Hey, we appreciate the call. Have fun while you're down there.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Robert Ortega there. Yeah, he's got
So they're not just migrating. Some of our agents are going down to Florida and picking them up.
Picking them up, bringing them up here. Yes. That's exactly right. I mean, you know.
I don't know about that.
Yep. Anyway, so, well, there is, I'll tell you, it's. That's part of what we talk about here in the upstate. There's a lot of people, you know,
coming
to Greenville.
Country.
Yeah, they go to Atlanta and say no thanks. They go to Charlotte and say no thanks. Go halfway back to Greenville and this is perfect. So anyway, it's a privilege.
And I think
honor.
It'll be that way for a while.
I think it will too, for sure. So anyway, we appreciate our callers for sure. Quick text question. What's the best way to acquire a VA loan from a veteran? I am not a veteran. Well, I don't know. You know, one thing about a VA loan that many people maybe do know or don't know is they are assumable loans. However, you have to qualify for a VA loan to be able to assume a loan from a veteran that maybe has a VA loan
and,
on their house.
And the veteran does not gain their benefits for that loan until it's paid off, right?
In most situations, yes.
No, so they do get their
entitlements. They can. It's one of those kind of gray area type situations. I mean, you can, but it depends on how much loan you've got and that kind of thing. But if you don't qualify for a VA loan, you cannot get a VA loan, even if you're buying a house that currently has a VA loan on it. So, anyway, well, listen, we're going to head into our final break of the show. If you've got a question or comment, give us a ring, 866-442-7553. Of course, the text line is open as well at 71307. We'll be back after this, wrapping up our conversation here on House Plans. Appreciate all our listeners and texters. That's right. If you'd be interested in one of the Equity Saver refinance loans at County Bank, give us a ring during the week at 331-HOME. That's 331-4663. No lender fees.
And now's the time.
And now is definitely the time. You could probably get, and I haven't, don't quote me on this, okay? But you could probably get about 4.25% on a 30-year fixed, no lender fees. And something else, you know, that I had on my list to talk about today, Keith, that we've been getting a lot of is, you know, in many situations, we don't have to get an appraisal on a refinance.
A PIW.
Yes, property inspection waiver.
Which could save you what, JD?
$400 or $500.
Six or seven.
Depending on where your property is and that kind of thing. And I will tell you, if you live in a rural type property, you're probably not going to get the AV. You know, they're not going to be able to do an AVM or automated value model and get the property inspection waiver. But if you live in a neighborhood in Greenville, you know, or something similar to that, where there are comparables of houses that have sold right around you within a mile, let's just say, or 2 miles. Chances are you're not going to have to do an appraisal. So many times the expense that you would have to do that. I got one this week, gentleman who, you know him. He has about a $650,000 house. He did a lot of renovations on it and that kind of thing. And he owes about 4.25%, something like that. Put his information in, ran it through Fannie Mae, got the approval. They accept the value that we put in and say, you know what, we'll accept that as the value for this property. And you know, they're aggregating all this data, and they have been for a few years. And now that data has sort of accumulated to where they get comfortable with a property or they get comfortable with an area, and they know that, okay, this house is this property. We've got a previous appraisal on file. And,
They're comfortable with the data.
Yes.
And what we call an AVM, which is an automated valuation, really.
Yep.
They run an algorithm on the data, and it says, hey, we're confident that this house is worth this.
What you're saying there, what you entered is the value. And so in many situations, you know, you can, you know, if you're doing an equity saver and no lender fees, and then we don't have to do an appraisal, the only thing you're going to have left is your attorney stuff, and that's going to be less than $1,000 in most cases.
Yeah.
And you can roll that into the loan. So, you know, in that situation, man, what a great deal for someone.
You may even get a little credit on your title insurance. You were going to talk a little bit about title insurance that we really didn't get to.
Yep.
But that's a big expense when you're closing on the loan.
It is. And in many cases, you know, the way to get around that is either use the same attorney that you used when you closed your original purchase, or there are many attorneys here in town. We have a relationship with, like, Wendell Hawkins. He'll give you a reissue rate on your previous title insurance policy. And so that's a great way to save on title insurance. You know, many people don't know what title insurance is, you know.
What is that? Evil, isn't it?
It is. Like on a refinance and a purchase, you have lender's title insurance. And basically what that does is it just protects the lender against any liens or encumbrances on title that maybe don't show up down at the courthouse.
Not recorded.
Yeah. I know you've had some great examples on, you know, owner's title insurance, which is an optional fee for all buyers. However, I know the buyer's broker believes in it. I always encourage people
Absolutely,
to get it.
Yes.
And you've got story after story on where.
Well, I've had a couple of my own. One in particular that comes to mind is one of my clients bought a 70 or 80 year old home, and he found a piece of granite in the backyard that looked like a headstone.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, and so he was concerned that it might be a grave, and so He contacted the attorney and through the title insurance company through the attorney, and they did a survey, sonar survey, and an investigation. It was not, but the title insurance covered that. In the event there had been something there that would have diminished the value of the property,
right,
then the property owner would be compensated for their loss in value.
Yeah, and you know, that's just a great example of something. You know, you're not going to run into that on a title search. You know, most of the time, those kind of things.
And more likely, it might be an easement or something that was unrecorded.
It could be, or it could be, you know, I've heard of a situation before. Someone added a brand new deck to the back of the house before they were going to sell it. And, you know, the deck guy was owed $10,000 and, you know, somehow never got paid.
So a mechanic's lien was on the property.
Yep. They were going to file a mechanic's lien if it was never paid.
Right.
You know, they knock on the door. Hey, we just bought this property a month ago. You know, we had a contract to purchase. This was done prior to, you know, title insurance is going to protect you as a buyer on any type of thing like that, that may arise.
And the lender won't loan you the money without title insurance on their portion.
On our portion, we're going to have title insurance. The lender, yes. The owner's is optional, but
that would be called mitigating risk.
Yes, that's correct. But you know, and it's not that expensive. I mean, it's usually a couple hundred dollars or whatever, depending on the size of the loan. You know, and it covers you basically from the beginning of time until you sell.
Now
the
that's
property.
For the owner's portion. Usually, yes. Isn't it about $2 to $2.50 per hundred?
Something like that, yeah.
So it is a respectable expense on the closing side.
It can be.
Side,
yeah. It can be, and there's different levels. You know, you can get the gold, silver, or bronze. You know, there's different levels of coverage that you can purchase. And you know, as we've talked about many times, Keith, you know, the one thing I will say to people, you know, I'll say a couple things. When it comes to interest rates and you're buying a house, don't worry about the interest rate so much as finding the right house and that kind of thing. I told someone this week, I said, listen, you're not going to sweat about a difference between a 4 1/8 and a 4 1/4 or 4 3/8 rate. But what you are going to do is if you buy the wrong house and you're living there, it's going to drive you crazy.
You can't undo it like you do a car.
That's
okay?
Right.
So you can purchase a car and sell it a couple of years later and take a small bloody nose.
Yes.
Buy the wrong house and try to sell it a couple of years later, and you'll get a big bloody nose.
Yes. Well, and then the other part I would say, too, is don't stress out about a few hundred dollars when it comes to title insurance, because if you need that, you will save yourself in spades.
You will be glad you had it.
Yes, absolutely. And there's a, you know, it's the old, that kind of stuff's never going to happen to me, but it will. You know, in many cases.
Well, you hope it doesn't. Insurance is unique in that we all are overinsured, and we hope we waste the money, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
I get tired of paying the insurance business, but I'm glad I don't have to use it.
Well, yes, you know, we'll get our buddy Brad Hughes on here. He'll tell you all
the reasons. He can tell us all the stories you want to hear.
Yes, that's exactly. I like to call him. Every time something happens, I love to call him and say, it's mayhem. Anyway, he gets a kick out of that. So, well, listen, we got a few minutes left in the show. If you've got a question or comment, give us a ring. The phone lines are open at 866-442-7553. The text line is open as well at 71307. So you can hit us up here. And, Keith, I guess, you know, I expect we talked briefly about the spring market and you know, buyers are out there. That 200 to 250 really seems to be the hot, you know, sort of price point that we're seeing out there. And we both believe if you're a seller, you should be extremely confident if you have a decent house in that price point, you're probably going to sell very quickly.
Yeah, at the lower price points, what we refer to as the median price points, where most of the activity in the market is. So the median price is the price at which there are an equal number of homes on the north side of that and the south side of that selling.
Yep.
And I think our median price is about
220. I can't remember. I think you had
so
the numbers.
Charleston is 265 and we are
218.
Yeah, that's this first 2 months, not a good reflection. I would say 203.
So a little lower than what I thought, but yep. Yeah, but it's you're right. If you have, you know, and most of those people that are looking for those houses are first-time home buyers coming in. But the sellers are ones that are looking to move up to that 400, that 4 and 3 bedroom. They've gotten a few extra kids, you know, that kind of thing. They're moving up to the next house. And, you know, of course.
Now, the production builders have delivered a lot of that 300 to 400 or $275,000 to $400,000 product over the last 5 years.
Yep.
So if you're moving up from 2 to 4, you're probably going to have some nice choices. There's going to be quite a few, a good bit of inventory in that price point.
Yep.
But if you're at the entry level, and most of those millennials, they comprise 40% of all the mortgages being secured right now. That's a large number. They're the largest number of borrowers right now. You're going to find a scarcity of inventory.
Now, Keith, I know you're not an expert on the Charleston market, but we got a question here. Good morning, guys. Can you tell me a little bit about the market in the Charleston area? I've had a house for sale over 100 days in Goose Creek, South Carolina, and we have not had a ton of activity on it. My first reaction, and I am no expert on the Charleston market. We do get the numbers down there, but the Goose Creek area is not probably as hot as what you would find maybe in Somerville, in Charleston, in Mount Pleasant, in West Ashley. I lived down there a long time, and Goose Creek used to be considered way out. I know it's not like that anymore, but I don't expect Goose Creek to be as hot as maybe some of those type of...
Yeah, I also would say, J.D., that remember that you just went through the 2-ish slow months of the market. So statistically, the best time of the year to put your home on the market is the first week in May.
Right.
Now, that's June, July, and August are going to be the 3 most active months of the year.
Yep.
And in the low country, in Charleston, that number would jump from, the number of sold transactions would jump from around 800 or 900 in the winter months to 1,500 or 1,600 in the summer months, maybe even approaching 2,000.
Well, what was 100 days ago? Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
So you've had the slowest, exactly what you said, from Thanksgiving till today is probably the 100 slowest days in the real estate.
That's right.
You know, so.
And January was horrible. You know, there was a.
The down there too.
Was down 20%.
Yeah.
And what do you attribute that to? We don't really know. Obviously, had a rough winter. The government shut down. There are a variety of things that occurred that might have had an impact on the activity. But I would say be patient and make sure you got it priced right.
We don't know the price point.
Yep, and make sure you've staged it properly. If you have not, then get a professional in to help you.
Professional real estate agent, make sure you have it priced right, have it on the MLS, high quality pictures, all the things we talk about, and that house will sell too. And we don't, you know, it depends on the price point. Is it $100,000 or $600,000? You know, there's a lot of
moving
variety.
Parts.
Yep. That's exactly right. Well, listen, we appreciate all our texters and callers today. We had some great questions. You've been listening to House Plans. J.D. Nelson from County Bank Mortgage, Keith Clark with the Buyer's Broker. If you want to catch us this week and take advantage or at least shop around a refinance, you can do that at 331-HOME, or you can email me at askjd@countybankmortgage.com, askjd@countybankmortgage.com. We'll be back in 2 weeks here on House Plans. Thanks for listening.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.